Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Issue 5, Revelations.
It is with deep regret that we are gathered here today to pay our last respects to Lois Lane, a courageous woman and an outstanding reporter. Her efforts to achieve justice through journalism are a testament to her vision, which we share, to make the world a better place. She defied the naysayers and the cynics and took on the most complicated of problems. Crime and corruption in our national leaders. We must redouble our efforts and reaffirm our obligation to continue her mission to achieve justice. Only through our unwavering commitment to this task can we truly honor the memory of this fallen hero. So on this sad occasion, ladies and gentlemen, I extend the condolences of the Daily Planet and my personal condolences to her husband, Clark Kent, and the rest of her family.
That was beautiful, Perry.
You think Lois would have liked it?
Well, I think she would have thought it was a whole lot of nonsense, actually, despite how true it is. Thank you for doing it. You were like a father to her. Means a lot to me.
I was honored that you asked me, Clark. Will you excuse me for a moment?
Of course.
Are you going to be okay, Clark?
I don't know, Dad.
We loved her like a daughter. I still can't believe she's gone.
I'm glad you're here. I don't think I would have made it through today without you.
You know that we're always here for you. Kara flew us in just a few hours ago. Kind of like having your own private airline where the staff is much nicer.
Jonathan, this is not the time for jokes.
It's okay, Mom. It was funny.
It was?
Well, a little.
It made you smile, and that's never a bad thing.
Do you want us to drive you back to the hotel?
No, I think I want to stay here for a while.
Whatever you need, son.
Here, take my scarf.
Martha, he doesn't need your scarf.
Would you just let me be a good mother? Maybe it won't keep him any warmer physically. That's not why it's there.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll see you in a little while, sweetie.
Well, now it's just you and me, Lois. Actually, now it's just me.
You've got some nerve showing up here, Luther.
Excuse me?
I suggest you leave before I clock you right in your pompous face.
Step back, Mr. White, or you'll regret it.
Calm down, Mercy. If Mr. White wants to strike me, so be it. I'm sure it would play well with his readers to find the managing editor of the world's most respected newspaper assaulted a former president. That was a very romanticized eulogy you gave Mr. White, especially the veiled implications about my administration when I was president.
There was nothing veiled about it. Lane had you dead to rights with her story.
Conjecture and hearsay.
You resigned because of it.
Conjecture and hearsay. And I have every right to be here. Or have you forgotten that Miss Lane and I once shared a romantic relationship? She meant as much to me as anyone else.
conjecture and hearsay.
Believe what you will.
And here I thought I heard disgusting lies from you while you were in Oz. You stay away from Kent. The last thing he needs today is to worry about you.
It's kind of sad that they had to have the reception at a hotel.
Well, there wasn't much left of Clark's apartment. So, how did you know Lois?
We met in college, actually. The Ruckus School of Journalism at MetU. Even though I went for broadcast and she went for print, we still had a bunch of classes together. Her drive was just so palpable. She really inspired me.
That's wonderful. And now you're big city reporter, Cat Grant, the face of Metropolis.
Please, don't put it that way. You'll give me a complex.
Lois was passionate about everything she did. She and Clark had this bond, this unbreakable trust. She never worried. And never had any reason to.
So, what does the former First Lady do with herself once her husband is out of the picture?
I've been wondering that myself. In fact, I've been thinking about moving to Metropolis.
Wait, are you joking?
No.
How'd you like to have your own television show?
Come again?
We've been looking for a host for a news talk show. I guarantee that if you walked into WGBS, they'd practically beg you to take the job.
I don't know. I've never done anything like that before.
You spoke in public all the time when your husband was in the White House. This is mostly the same thing. And you'd get to choose all the topics and the guests.
Hi, Lana.
Oh, hi, Kara.
I hope I'm not interrupting.
Actually...
Oh, no, it's okay. I need to make a quick call into the station anyway.
I'd like to talk more about this, Kat.
That's music to my ears. Here's my card. Feel free to call me anytime. If you'll excuse me.
So, Kara, who is this?
My name's Steve. Kara and I met at school.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Steve.
The pleasure's all mine, Miss Lane.
Mr. Gerald...
Ma'am?
You're hovering.
That's my job, ma'am.
Mr. Gerald, seriously, go take a break or just hover somewhere else.
But...
Go.
Yes, Miss Lane.
He seemed overbearing. Did I just say overbearing? Because I meant nice.
He just takes his job very seriously. He's actually a big sweetheart under his tough guy facade.
Could have fooled me.
Steve's here studying abroad from Australia.
Yeah, the accent kind of gave it away.
It tends to do that.
So, are you two... you know.
No. Well, yes. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, that was flattering.
Shut up.
Kara is one super lady. Is something funny?
Steve, I need to talk with Lana. Can we have a few minutes alone?
Of course. I'll just be over by the buffet. Nice meeting you, Miss Lane.
Likewise. So, Kara, what did you need to talk to me about?
Well, this is going to sound crazy.
What is it?
Remember right after Lois died, when Clark and I went up to the Fortress of Solitude?
Yes. You came back to get me a few minutes later and brought me up there.
Right. And then I left for a while to see if I could find Metallo.
Any luck with that?
No. But, well, here's where it gets odd. I had a hunch.
About what?
Clark. He said he lost control during the battle with Metallo. But that sort of thing doesn't happen to him.
He told me Metallo knew about Lois. Maybe he just got scared.
Of course he did. But he doesn't let his fear control his actions. You know that as well as I do.
That's true. Where are you going with this?
Clark and I have this friend, John Henry Irons.
Yes, I know him. He runs the steelworks and does research for Clark.
Right. Well, too much of the situation didn't add up, so I... Okay, this is going to sound worse than it is. At first, I mean. Don't get the wrong idea, okay?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
John Henry and I sort of broke into the morgue.
What?
Relax. We didn't do anything. I mean, we just... He needed to run a scan on Lois's body.
Clark is not going to like this. Have you told him?
Not yet.
You have to. I mean, this is his wife.
Look, I don't need a lecture. What I need is for you to get Clark to the Steelworks as soon as possible.
Why me?
Because he'll listen to you.
I don't understand.
Just get him there, okay? There's something he has to see.
I'll see what I can do.
Kent,
What is it, Perry?
I know.
You know?
I know who you are.
Well, yeah, I'm Clark Kent.
What I mean is, I know what you do.
Well, I'm a mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's nothing to sneeze at. But it's not as important as your other job, the one with primary colors and plenty of frequent flyer miles.
I see.
It just all finally made sense. Everything clicked together. You're disappearing all the time, showing up late for meetings, but always somehow getting the story on the latest disaster to befall the city. You're remarkably good at it. I never even suspected.
Must be the glasses. Are you mad?
About what?
That I didn't tell you.
No, not at all. I know why you kept it a secret, and I assure you, it'll be a secret I take to my grave. You can trust me.
I know, Perry. Was there anything else?
I just wanted to tell you to take a few weeks off. I'll get Troop to cover for you. Take as much time as you need.
Thanks.
Find Menelo, and whoever else is behind this. And when you do, give them hell, son.
This day is just all wrong.
Clark?
Lana? I thought you went back to the hotel.
I did. Kara sent me to get you.
Why?
She... I just need you to come with me to the Steelworks.
Now?
Yes.
I'd rather not. I need some time. It's only been 3 days.
Clark, it's urgent. Please. For me?
Okay.
In all my years of covering the news of Metropolis, I've never before seen Superman look so broken.
Your plan worked perfectly, Mr. Luther.
Did you expect any less, my dear Mercy?
Of course not, sir. But how did you know Lois Lane was the key?
She's the one he granted his first exclusive interview to. She's the one who dubbed him Superman, and they are often seen together.
Hasn't he also pulled her from the fire numerous times?
126 times, actually.
That's astounding.
Yes, there's a definite connection there.
A romance, perhaps?
No. I was courting Miss Lane for a time, and it was always clear who she had feelings for. Kent, of course.
And Superman is too goody-two-shoes to have an affair with a married woman or break up a marriage.
Categorically, they were close friends at best.
But it was close enough.
It would certainly appear that way.
Metallo's recharged, sir.
Then let's go greet him, shall we?
Clark, over here.
Well, I've got him here, Kara, but he's not very happy about it. Better make it quick.
What is it you need?
Hear me out before you get mad, okay?
Just tell me already.
I thought you seemed odd after your fight with Metallo. Something just wasn't right.
And?
And she was concerned about you. She brought her concerns to me, and I wanted to run a scan on you.
This is ridiculous. I'm fine.
Hold still.
If you were anyone else, John Henry, I swear.
Yeah, but I'm not anyone else. Now, hold still. Hmm.
Hmm? What?
Whatever Metallo shot you with temporarily altered your brain chemistry. Looks like there's still some residual effects. Some sort of toxin was created, likely making concentration difficult and impairing your decision-making process.
Kryptonite?
No, not at all. It's something else entirely. It must be from that beam in the Kryptonian battlesuit.
Look, what is the point of all this?
It was no coincidence that Metallo had that battlesuit. He needed it in order to disorient you long enough to pull off his plan.
Yeah, killing Lois.
No, not killing. Switching.
John Henry and I broke into the moor before Lois's funeral.
What?
We ran a scan on the body. I needed some time to get the results. I'm sorry I couldn't have gotten to you earlier, before the funeral, but I had to be sure.
Sure of what?
That's not Lois you buried. It's a clone. She's got the exact same DNA.
Which is why you couldn't tell that it wasn't her.
The aging process was accelerated to make her appear to be Lois's age. But the cells in the clone are only 4 days old. There's no way that could have been Lois.
Oh my God, so she's still alive? Who could have done this?
I know Mercy is involved. She's the one that broke Metallo out of prison. Which leads me to only one person.
Ah, Metallo, so good to see you again.
I wouldn't say it's good to see him.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
What a shame.
What happened?
After Superman hit you and you made the switch, you sank to the bottom of Hobbs Bay. The suit shut down and all power was rerouted to the stasis field for your cargo. It took me a day just to find you and get you back here, and the last 2 days we've been recharging your power cells.
How's his cargo?
Still in stasis. He'll have enough power to safely release her momentarily.
She was a real pain in my rear the entire time I was conscious, I can tell you that.
So the switch was successful.
The whole thing went just like you said it would.
The stasis field's safely been powered down, and she's reawakened.
I take it that's her?
See for yourself.
What? Where the hell am I?
Hello, Miss Lane. Welcome to LexCorp.
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Clark Kent, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Daniel Sensenbach as Lex Luthor, Lauren Hallie Peabody as Mercy, Clover Watson as Cat Grant, Dragon X Blink as Kara Zor-El, Michael Lunar McCaskill as John Henry Iron, Gwyn Peabody as Perry White, Darian Lindell as Lana Lang, Brendan Ellie as Mr. Jeremy, Diane Yale Peabody as Martha Kent, Jerry Peabody as Jonathan Kent, Steve Yunus as himself, and Jeffrey Bridges as Metallo. Written, directed, and produced by Jeffrey Bridges. This production is copyright 2005 Pendant Productions. Superman, created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, copyright 2005 DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.